Kwaba, and welcome to this week's edition of Ghana in Focus with myself, Kwame, Ghanaian broadcaster, writer, journalist, podcaster, and entrepreneur. And in this week's edition of Ghana in Focus, it's we're continuing our Ghana Heritage series. So March is Ghana Heritage Month, and last week we brought you why political independence is meaningless without economic independence. Who owns Ghana? This week, continuing our Ghana Heritage series, we're going to be looking at some more Ghanaian cuisine for you, okay? If you recall, last year I did part one, part two, part three of Ghanaian cuisine. And so for this podcast, I thought that as we are celebrating Ghana Heritage Month, March, I thought that we'll do part four of Cuisine in Ghana. Giving you some cuisine that I may not have told you about, some popular dishes in Ghana that I may not have let you know about. All right, so before we get into the podcast, to make you aware that the podcast is being sponsored by Grow For Me Ghana. Grow For Me Ghana is a great initiative that helps Ghanaian farmers with their farms. All right, so if you want to sponsor a Ghanaian farmer and ensure that Ghana is food secure, I will leave the link to Grow For Me Ghana in the footnotes to the show. All right, and if you like what you hear, please share to your friends, family, social media networks, and also, like I said, we are now in the process of migrating from Google and Spotify to YouTube, and so please subscribe to the Ghana Africa in Focus podcast on YouTube. And also hit the notification bell, meaning that every time I upload a new podcast, you'll be notified by YouTube. All right. So, we are migrating from Google. So by June, there'll be no more Google. And also by June, there'll be also no more Spotify. You may not be able to hear me on Spotify. So please subscribe as from now to the Ghana Africa in Focus podcast on YouTube. And that means you'll be able to get all the podcasts that we send to you. All right, so let's get into this week's podcast, looking about Ghanaian cuisine, part four. All right, so Ghana is well known for its cuisine, and Ghana has a array of great cuisine from the different indigenous groups of Ghana, be it Asante, be it Ga, Santi, the Volta area, etc. So Ghana is famous for its cuisine. And one of the things that people who come to Ghana do is like to sample the Ghanaian cuisine, from the world famous jollof rice to red red, which is fried plantain with beans, to peanut butter soup with rice balls, mutio, to bonku, to fried rice, to fufu. So Ghana has a wide delicacy range which tourists can sample during their time in Ghana. So I'm going to give you three more delicacies that I've not given you for this edition of Ghana in Focus. So if you recall last year, we did drop a lot of we dropped about three podcasts telling you about the different culinary, you could say, culinary delights in Ghana. All right, so we're going to start this one by giving you the, you could say, the national dish of the Asante people. So you could say, in Ghana, for the Ghana community in Ghana, their famous dish is kenkey and fish, and I will come into that later. In the Volta area of Ghana, their sort of national dishes, akbele and okra stew. So akbele is like bonku, which is like cornmeal, and you could say that for the northerners in northern Ghana, one of the most popular foods in northern Ghana is wache, which is like which is what Jamaicans call rice and peas. But for the Asantes, the most popular dish by far is fufu. Now fufu is made with a combination of yam, coco yam, and the green plantain that we call apim. So that is what fufu is made of. and it can be eaten with palm nut soup. So I will leave you a video on how to make palm nut soup, which is very, very tasty soup to the fufu. And also, I'll leave you a video as to how you can make fufu in your own home, without having to buy Vinit fufu. Vinit fufu is what's popular in the market these days, but you can make your authentic fufu yourself, buying getting a pounder and also a small wooden pot, and also which you can pound your yam, your cocoyam, and also the apim, i.e. green banana, in there. So fufu is by far the most popular food in the Asante region of Ghana, and Asantes love fufu a lot. I remember my grandfather used to eat fufu for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. Such was my grandfather's love for fufu. So within the Asante culture, fufu is a very, very popular meal. Is every day in particular Asante, and it's also quite especially on Sundays as well. So fufu is a very, very popular dish in Kumasi. Outside of Kumasi, outside of Asante, maybe the Asantes that live over regions of Ghana, so the Asantes that live in Accra, Asantes that live in Tema, Asantes that live in the central region, the western region, they may have fufu, not regular but on occasion. But fufu is a very, very, popular meal within Asantes, in Asante, and also the Asantes living outside of Asante region of Ghana. So fufu is a very, very popular Ghanaian dish. Again, that if you decide to come to Ghana, for some late winter sun, or if you want to come to Ghana for during Easter, where there'd be a lot of activities in Ghana during Easter, then I would definitely recommend that you can, if you want the authentic fufu, you need to go to Kumasi, not necessarily Accra or Cape Coast or Takoradi. If you want authentic Ghanaian Asante fufu, you definitely need to be in Kumasi. Have to be in Kumasi, yeah, to sample the great world famous fufu. So I strongly recommend that if you are coming to Ghana on holiday, particularly for Easter, I strongly recommend you visit Kumasi and you go to one of the numerous fufu joints that we have in Kumasi, where you can sample authentic Asante fufu, along with the great, world famous palm nut soup that we call in tree abenkwai. So palm nut soup is obviously made from the palm nut. In tree, we say it's abe. So abe is the palm kernel or the palm nut. That is a key ingredient of making the palm nut soup. And also, you got your chilies, you got onions, you got garlic, and other ingredients, key ingredients that are used to make the palm nut soup. Again, like I said, I will put in a video of how you can make authentic Ghanaian palm nut soup in the privacy of your own home, or in the comfort, rather, of your own home. All right, so that's fufu and palm nut soup that we've gone through right now. The second dish that I want to highlight to yourselves is the national dish of the Ghana people, and that is gaakenkei. And fish. So, gaakenkei is again a very, very popular meal amongst primarily the Ga people of Ghana, but it's also at the Fantis have division of the Kenke, Fanti Kenke. I may think I have to put that also in another later podcast as well. And then also Asantes also have their Kenke as well, but it's more of a sweetened, unlike the gaakenkei and the Fanti Kenke. The Asante Kenke is more sweet, yeah. But the most popular, Kenke in Ghana is by far I say joint with the Fanta Kenke, but the Ga Kenke is a very, very popular dish in Ghana, and is a national dish of the Ga people. So, Kenke essentially is basically cornmeal, fermenting cornmeal, and it's rolled into a dough. And I will leave you a video as to how you can make the authentic, Ga fermented cornmeal for yourself. So once you've made the cornmeal, the vagakenke, you can eat it with fried fish, and also the world famous shito. So shito is like a combination of tomatoes, mixed peppers, and onion, yeah, chilies as well, and that is sort of mashed into this nice hot pepper sauce that goes well, definitely, most definitely with the gakenke. It's also used in some areas to eat jollof rice or plain rice or wache, but shito is most widely used to eat with the gakenke. All right, so again, I will leave you a video as to how you can make shito and also the fried fish, but definitely shito, because shito, you can't eat gakenke without shito. It's like eating, say, in the UK, fish without chips. So because it's a combination. So you definitely need to know how to make the shito, because that goes well with the kenki. So I'll leave you a video as to how you can make shito. So the last dish, Ghanaian dish, I will put forward is that it's more like a street food, and this again is one of the most popular street foods in Ghana. So this is called kelewele. So kelewele is basically plantain, a spiced plantain. So it's spiced plantain, and the spices are basically chilies, fresh chilies, garlic, ginger, onions that are yammed and powdered into a paste format, and then you mix it up with the sweet plantain, and then it becomes a very, very delicious, spicy, street food. So if you do like, spiced food, then definitely I would recommend, the kelewele to you, as definitely something you should eat when you visit Ghana this Easter. All right, and the best, side dish to eat kelewele is groundnuts, so peanuts. Yeah, kelewele and peanuts goes very, 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 very well. It's like, for example, burgers and fries, or pizza and fries, or fish and chips or chicken chips. Yeah, that's how good peanuts are with kelewele. So kelewele definitely goes well with peanuts, and that is a great combination. That's like heaven. So the spiced kelewele, which is like chopped into small the plantain chopped into small bits, with the spiced ginger, onion, garlic, and chilies, fermented in the sauce. That is a great, great street food to have, and you find that all over Ghana. So in the north of Ghana, in the Santi region, in the capital Accra, in Tema, you'll find, people, cooking kelewele, particularly at night. So, again, if you are planning on coming to Ghana this Easter, then I would definitely recommend kelewele and peanuts on the list of foods to eat when you come to Ghana. All right. So, like I said, I'll put a video as to how to make kelewele, spiced plantain, spiced fried plantain, and also a video as how to make or how to eat that rather with the peanuts. Yeah. So this has been a relatively short edition of Ghana in Focus, looking at three fantastic Ghanaian dishes for you. If you decide when you decide to come to Ghana, particularly this Easter, there'll be a lot to do in Ghana this Easter, particularly in the Kouro Mountains with paragliding and also scenic views of the Kouro Mountains. So I definitely recommend you come to Ghana this Easter, because it will definitely be, a great time in Easter. And also there's obviously the Ebiri Botanical Gardens in Ebiri, and also we've got the Boti Falls also in the Eastern region, and also we've got the Great Kintampo Falls also in the Bono region. So I definitely recommend that you come to Ghana this Easter, look at some great tourist attractions like those I've just mentioned, and also sample the great cuisine like the kelewele with the peanuts, like the fufu and the benkwai, and also the gakenke and the shito and fried fish. Yep. So thank you very much for joining me on this edition of Ghana in Focus with myself, Kwame. In next week's edition of Ghana in Focus, we'll be continuing on the March Heritage Month, Ghana Heritage Month. telling you as to why you should think of investing in the second city of Kumasi. Yeah, because you don't want to miss that, because there's some very, very interesting investment opportunity in Kumasi, and Kumasi as well being the second city of Ghana. All right, so you don't want to miss that. Why you should consider Kumasi as an investment opportunity. All right, so like I said, if you like the show, please share to your friends, family, social media networks. Please subscribe on YouTube to the Ghana Stroke Africa in Focus podcast, and also hit that notification bell, meaning that anytime I upload a new podcast, YouTube will notify you of that. All right. Once again, for myself, Kwame, and from all the crew here on Ghana in Focus, is thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next week for more Ghana in Focus.